Everybody see it? Questions on it? Further questions? Hi. Have a good weekend.
Oh, yeah. Other questions?
Yeah.
Okay.
What you got?
Okay. Going from one board to another board. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. This is for this term in the real important action. Right, okay. Component.
Yeah.
Okay. Going from here to here, you have a positive P squared for everything. How do we know that?
Well, the way we worked it out.
Here's right. P dot Q. You went from here to this here. I'm missing a step, I think, maybe, possibly.
Okay. This. All right. Let me just.
Okay.
Let me
okay.
So there are two places signs come from. You're multiplying out those factors to make it half plus and half minus. But also you've got direct deltas, adding
right.
P plus Q or P minus
right.
Q.
Right. Right.
And they all hit just where they need to cancel the sign.
Okay.
Unless we did it wrong. But let's just run that one step by again. We have a half grad phi dot grad phi is equal to a half d cubed x integral d3p d3q over 2 pi to the 92nd root 4 dp dq. And then AP e to the minus I, four dimensional P dot X, minus AP dagger e to the I P dot X. And then we have the same thing with Q. A Q e to the minus I Q dot X, minus, A Q dagger e to the I Q dot X. And I want to do the x integral. I'll do this in two steps now. Okay, so let's multiply this out. So I have an AP, AQ, these two. Then the product of these exponentials integrated over D3X gives a del 3 of P plus Q. And a remaining exponential in the energy. Then this one times the last one, we have minus AP A cubed dagger. And now we have a different sign in the P and Q, so we have del 3 of P minus Q. I forgot something here.
You mentioned the del.
I forgot it. Okay, right. I didn't take the gradient.
Right.
Okay, so let me put those out here. Okay, the gradient here is, right, this is minus I EPT minus P3 vector dot X3 vector. So I'm going to get a plus IP. That's going to be dotted with the gradient over here. That's going to pull down a plus IQ for the same reason. And these signs came because differentiating these two gives the opposite sign. So we got those signs from that differentiation. So, excuse me. Here we have minus P dot Actually, that's going to be the same in every term. So let me go ahead and minus E dot Q up front. Okay. Here, E to the, what do we have? I, E to E, minus E to E. Then, this term with that is minus a p dagger a q. Then we get a del 3 of p minus q, because those have opposite signs. And then the exponential is I e p minus e q t. And finally here, a plus sign, a p dagger a q dagger. And then these are adding, so we get del 3 of e plus q, and e to the I, e t plus e q, t. Okay, everybody got all the details there? Next, I want to integrate over d3q, so we're going to use the delta functions and replace. You see how it's happening.
Right.
But let me go ahead and finish it out. D3T. Okay, so notice that in every term, when we integrate D3Q, we either set Q equal to T or we set Q equal to minus T.
Right.
And notice that E of Q vector is equal to E of minus Q, because it only depends on Q squared.
Right.
So these E's become the same.
Right.
That's just going to give us 2 pi Q times twice E T.
Right. But then for the dot product, we get different signs, though, so I'm wondering.
Right. And that's exactly going to cancel those
two. Oh, okay. Okay.
Right.
You'll
see it. You guys are avidly writing, so I want to get the whole story.
Okay.
But you see where it's going.
Yeah.
Okay, so in this term, in the first term, we're setting Q equal to minus T. So here we have minus T dot Q, but Q is equal to minus T. And so those two minus signs are going to cancel in this first term. Then we have A of T, A of minus T. Q is equal to minus T. We've done that delta function. And then here, EP equals EQ, so we have minus 2I EP T. So that becomes the plus. Second term, we have a minus, then we have a minus p dot q becomes plus p dot q. But q is equal to p, so we get a plus p squared. So here, this minus sign cancels that minus sign. Q is set equal to p, so we get plus p squared. And then we've done that delta, so we have a of p, a dagger of p. Q is equal to plus P. Then these two being equal means that energy goes, those two terms cancel. Okay, same thing happens with the last line. Here we have minus, from here we have minus T dot Q. Q is set equal to P, so that Q just becomes a P. Then we have A sub P dagger A Q becomes P, and then these two energies become equal, so we have E to the 0 is 1. And finally, here we have minus P dot Q, but Q from this delta function is minus P. So we have A of P dagger, A of minus P dagger, and these two energies become equal to I U D T close bracket. And you'll note that every term ends up having a plus P. Hey, Jeff.
Hi.
Haven't heard anything out of you today. What's new?
No, good.
Good jacket. All right. Other questions?
I have another quick question, maybe. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Okay.
The question, whether you have a question.
Okay. When you define the commutator of A with a dagger.
Uh-huh.
Okay. We have a delta function, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We don't integrate over anything, but apparently you set P equal to Q. What's the reasoning behind that?
It's the delta function is zero unless P equals Q.
Oh, okay.
So you can.
Oh, okay. But even with A with energy, though? This is like position, but
yeah.
Okay.
So we've got an ET and an EQ, say, times the del 3 of P minus Q.
Right.
An expression like that. Right. You know, what is this? Well, that's the square root of M squared plus P squared. This is the square root of M squared plus Q squared. Del 3 of P minus Q. But this is zero,
okay.
You know, unless P equals Q.
Okay.
So you can set Q equal to P in this function in front.
Okay.
And it's the same thing. Commutator or anti-commutator of A and A dagger in terms of the commutator or anti-commutator of the phi and pi, with the promise of a future demonstration that we're really going to want the anti-commutator. So let's go on with that and compute the energy and the charge of the drag. So we've got it. I forget what all we had. Let's see. We derived an expression for the Hamiltonian. I think somebody cleaned this board. So the Hamiltonian density seems to me it was something like gamma I di. Alright, if you have five bars.
There was at least five bar.
Five bar here. Then, what was it? Minus m squared to chi bar phi? Is that it?
I don't have a side bar there.
Do you have a gamma zero?
Yes.
So this is phi dagger. Gamma 0, gamma I, di, phi minus n squared, phi bar, phi, dagger, gamma 0, phi. But remember that pi is equal to, what is it, I phi dagger.
Oh, right, okay.
So we're going to substitute everywhere in phi and write this as pi, and we have I, gamma, let's see, let me pull up gamma 0. I gamma 0, I gamma I partial I minus m gamma 0. That's the field of psi. So there's the Hamiltonian expressed in terms of the field and its conjugate momentum. Have I got it right? There.
I had it written, they were both negative. Both terms were negative.
Oh. That's right, because this is negative?
And then the way, this is just what we had down last week, the I was on the M and not on the, the I was imaginary,
I used the I here,
this is,
but I need to pull an I out of there.
Yeah.
All right, good. so that becomes flat pi. This is minus I pi. So we ought to have a plus M. So are the signs right? Should we just compute this again?
Maybe I had it. The sign of the Hamiltonian I had written down was flipped from the top of your top line.
So. Okay. Our action is pi bar I d flash minus m phi. Right. So the conjugate momentum is the partial of the Lagrange density, the integrand, with respect to phi dot. The psi dot is here with a gamma zero, so we're going to have a phi bar. We have the I, gamma zero, and then psi dot, so it's just this. Then the Hamiltonian density is going to be pi times psi dot minus the Lagrangian, which is this stuff, I, psi, notice that this is I phi dagger gamma zero, which is just I phi dagger. That's what we had before. But let me write this as a psi bar with a gamma zero, and then we put in a phi dot. Then we're going to subtract L. L is the integrand here. And let me write it all out in group in detail. We have a psi bar. We have I gamma zero d zero plus I gamma I di minus m all acting on psi. And those terms cancel. So I can write this as minus I phi bar gamma I partial I, let's see, alright, so here's where we can get in trouble. Minus I phi bar gamma I partial I psi plus phi bar m psi. And then we need to write this in terms of the momentum density. So here in this first term, I have minus then I phi dagger is pi, so I can write a pi gamma zero for the I psi bar. Keep the minus sign. Then gamma I di psi. Then for the second term, I can write it as minus I times an I phi dagger is a pi. And I have a gamma zero m psi. So, and overall, minus pi gamma zero gamma I partial I psi plus m phi, or minus pi. I don't know what form we really end up wanting this in, but gamma I di plus m phi. There we go. And that's probably what we had to do. Okay. So there's that Hamiltonian density. We'd like to compute that now in terms of the A and A daggers. So when we quantize, we now take the H operator to be the normal ordered product of those same things, where we'll decide what we mean by normal ordering at the end, carry it as far as we can. So now we need expressions for pi and phi in terms of the raising and lowering operators. Yes.
That gamma zero, where did it come from?
It's in the definition of pi bar. This bar is defined to be the adjoint times the matrix gamma zero. It's one of the four Dirac matrices. The reason it's in there is because you need this to be real. So if I take the adjoint of this, the dagger of the whole thing, it reverses order of all the matrices and it makes everything into its conjugate. And there are gamma matrices in here. Some of those gamma matrices are Hermitian and some are anti-Hermitian. And by putting a gamma zero in there in addition, it makes them all act in a Hermitian way. So you need that in order to make this thing behave right under conjugation. Other questions? Anybody remember what psi was?
In terms of A and B.
Uh-huh. What's our expansion? We have a D3P, it's the usual stuff here.
Mm-hmm.
There's 2EP. Then what?
A sub P comma F.
Oh, and we're going to sum all this over spins, right?
Yep. Times U to the S as a function of P.
Right. U S. Now that's an index. That's which components? There's one or two. The spin up or the spin down.
Right.
Yeah, it's got two components. Okay. And then E to the minus 5P dot X?
Yep.
Then we have a V dagger, right?
Mm-hmm.
A P and S. And a V?
Yep.
S component of P, E to the I, P dot S. And phi, then, is going to be I times the dagger of all that. Lost here. I. But so I just had to dagger everything inside.
Hamiltonian, not the Hamiltonian density, to use the spatial integral?
Yeah, we probably want the... Yeah, we want the whole Hamiltonian density. So, up a little when we get a D3. Yeah. Yeah. I was wondering where the deficits were going to come from. All right. So, the other thing I wonder, well, we can just put in... the momentum. Let's call them the momentum Q and R. And I've got a dagger and a Z, R, and Q. Dagger, E to the I, Q dot X, plus Z of Q and R. Dagger, or R dagger, Q, U minus I, Q dot X. Huh.
One of those a U.
What's that?
Is one of those a U, not a B?
Well, I sort of was thinking it ought to be, yeah. That first one, that's a U dagger. Okay, and now, well, we've got this operator sitting in here. We've got a gamma zero and then all of that stuff. And phi. Now, let's see, these derivatives are going to pull down, since I'm writing phi with a p, it's going to pull down a plus or minus phi p. So, and that's dotted with the gamma. So I'm going to write this whole thing at once. There's a gamma zero in here. And we've got the sum, we've got the integral. So then we have gamma I, partial I, acting on phi. And that's always going to pull down a plus or minus IP. This is minus I, we have EP T minus vector P dot X. Here we'll pull down the opposite sign. This is I EP T minus P dot X. So if I write a factor, okay, here we're going to pull down a plus I P vector. That's going to be dotted into this gamma zero. So I'm going to have an I gamma I PI. We can't use it both because the sign is going to be wrong. Okay, let's call this H1. And let's call this H1 plus H2, where we have two terms. Just do the first term first. By the way, because the sign's going to be different, so it won't work nicely on the line. All right. So we pull down that factor, and then we have all of this stuff, except we have a minus sign right there. So A P S U F C. U the minus I P dot X minus B P S dagger B S G U the X dot X.
Why is there a minus?
What?
Why is there a minus for that term?
Derivatives.
Oh, okay.
Because derivatives, we get a minus IP here, differentiating with respect to X, we get a plus IP here. Mm-hmm. I pulled out the plus IP. So
oh, okay.
How many times can you add minus IP?
Which one? This one?
From the beginning.
I think it's here. And then... Where did the I come from? The I must have come from there. So minus an I here. So have we got it right? Everybody concur? So now we do the x integral and get the delta function. Normal order. Minus I in order d3t, d3q, 2pi 2 now. We know that we're going to get et equals dq, so I'll just write 2et here. From on r and n. Then, the gamma matrices in the middle there act on the U's. Remember, the U's are the spinners, the A and B are just some functions. So, I can pull this A at half those gammas, no problem. So then we're going to have a q r dagger and a p f. Then u r q dagger that's right. I gamma 0 gamma I pi u sub p f. Then we get a del 3 of p minus q. This one and that. So yeah, p minus q. The energies are equal, so that term drops out. So, there's the first one. Three to go. So, the first one with the last, we have an A dagger sub Q R. We have a B sub P F dagger. Then we have U sub Q super R dagger. Quantity I, gamma 0, gamma I, P I, V sub P F, del 3 of P plus Q. Energy will be 2I EPT plus. Then the second term from the first factor. We have plus BQRAPF, American Physical Society, BQR dagger I gamma 0 gamma I PI quantity UFP. Then it's a delta plus delta of P plus Q and E to the minus 2I E P times. And finally, we get minus B sub Q and R, B dagger sub P and F, B Q R dagger quantity I gamma 0 gamma I PI. B sub P super F exponential differs, so we have del 3 of P minus Q, and the time factor goes away. And that's the whole shebang. Now we integrate D3Q, use the Dirac delta function, and see what happens. Yeah.
Since we've got the delta function, so did we already do the integral over dq? Yes, two volume, well, whatever they are.
I've written the Dirac delta function. So I haven't done the Q.
Oh, okay.
I only did X. I'm just doing one of
Well,
ATS commutes with these things? ATS commutes with... it commutes with everything but A-dagger. Those two do not commute, and these two do not commute. Those commute. I haven't changed any order. I haven't used any ordering. I've kept the same order, right?
No, it's here.
Right. This A-dagger is first, that B-dagger is second.
The BQs here, BQ are timing B done.
Here?
Here?
Yeah. So what did I do?
Multiply.
This one. Oh, this commutes with these. Those are just functions. That's a spinner.
Okay.
So notice, the gamma matrices are always sandwiched between a dagger spinner and a spinner.
Okay.
Right? Dagger spinner and a spinner. Every time. Right? You want to watch for that. That's a scalar thing. So... you want that inner product of two spinners sandwiching any gamma operators. That's important. These things don't know about the spin space, and the spin space doesn't know about those things. Those are just functions. They're just mode amplitudes and Fourier series. Okay, are there other questions on that? So, minus I, I'm going to do the Q integral. Okay. So, it replaces Q by plus or minus. So, here we have an A. TR dagger A TF then UTR dagger I gamma 0 gamma I TI UTF. Notice something else. Right, we've got two daggers acting here, or a V dagger acting here. There's only the gamma 0 next to it. It makes a V bar. I can write the V dagger gamma zero as a V bar. Here, on the U dagger gamma zero, I can write as a U bar. And we have some expressions in terms of those. So that will work out nicely. Second term, minus A of minus P, because we've got a delta plus over there. Am I on the right line? No. Dagger V P F dagger U minus P R dagger I gamma 0 gamma I T I. V P F by EPC. Third term plus B of this one ends up being minus P and R A sub P with F B sub Q R dagger I gamma 0 gamma I P sub I U sub P sub F delta is gone. E is minus 2i dp. T.
Your V of Q is a V of negative P, right?
V is minus P. Right? And finally, minus B P R B dagger T F B sub P R dagger I gamma 0, gamma I, P sub I, V sub T, F. Close parens, normal order.
Did we make this
Okay. Now, before we can really do anything more with this, we need the M term. So the H2. Exponential.
Yeah.
They go on the first and last term, they go away. These guys do? Like this? Right? Because you have the difference of energies on those two terms. So then the M term, H2.
Integral H2 D3X is
normal order. Then, let's see, what are we going to have here? There's a minus M. Then pi gamma 0 m, so it's just the product here, right? And the pi is going to have an I, so let me pull the minus I out. Then we have d3x, d3t, d3q over 2 pi to the 6th root 4 ep eq. Then there's an M. I got the minus sign. I got this I. So let's put the M. Then we've got the product of what? We've got the summation on R and M. Then pi first. A Q, and I do it. Q goes with R. Let's keep that straight. And then it's a dagger. Q R dagger. E to the I. Q dot X. Then second term. Plus B. Q R. B dagger. Is that right? B. They're both U and B daggers here. Yeah, okay, that's right. R. Q. Dagger. E to the minus I. Q dot X. Times, there's a gamma zero sitting in there. And then we have phi. A, T, F, U, V, F, E to the minus I, P dot X, plus D dagger, A, F, V, F, T, E, V, I, dot, S. Oh, Lord. I, we do the X integral. What do you think? Two steps at a time? Do the x integral and you multiply this all out, but you get delta functions and you get those energy exponentials. Then you integrate over dq and it makes the appropriate replacement. So here where we have different signs, we know that we're going to replace q by p. Here where we have the same sign, we know we're going to replace q by minus p. So I think we can go right to what happens after we've integrated by over the delta function. So these first two terms, it will be Q equals P, and the exponential in energy goes away. So we just have A, P, R, dagger, U, P, R, dagger. The exponentials will go away. I won't write these next to each other, though. Sorry. This A, P, F. Okay, now the U dagger, R, U, dagger. The gamma zero comes between them, and then we have U, F, the Q becomes a P. Okay, that's first term. Second term, we take these two. So we have A. Now, Q is going to be minus P. So we have A minus P and R dagger. U of minus P and R dagger. Let's get this one first. D, P, F, dagger. Now U minus P, R, dagger, gamma zero, D, P, F, E to the plus 2I, T. These two terms, so we have, that's also a plus, so we have D sub minus T, R, A, sub T, F, D, R, minus T, dagger, gamma zero, U, T, F, E, to the minus 2I, E, P, T. And finally, the two B terms, we have B, Q is going to become plus P, R. Then we have B dagger, T, F. And then we have V, P, R, dagger, gamma zero, U, T, F. And no exponential. And we're done.
So the last thing is a B.
The last thing, the what? What's
B?
Two B's there? Yeah, B's. Okay.
We need to see them back
here. Yeah. Okay. So these are H1 and H2. We just add them together. And so we need to look at what happens when we add together. I think I can erase this middle part now. Let's play with it term by term and see what it turns into. The Dirac equation is going to help simplify this a bit. So, H1 plus H2, the first term, so let's see, we've got the integrands are the same, right? We've got a minus I, b cubed t, a 2 pi cubed, and then twice the energy. So what I want is everything else. So I want to keep this m. I have a sum on r and m. Then this term has an m. That term has the I, gamma I, p I stuff. So let's write a, p, f, dagger, a, p, f. P, one of those is R. First one's R. Then that's the same as here. So the U stuff, all right, we have two U's, a U dagger and a U. Here we have a U dagger and a U. They're U of P, R dagger, and U of P, F. So I can write those, U of P, R, dagger, I guess I'm putting the R up. And then I've got stuff. What stuff have I got? I, right. As observed, I can write this as a U bar because everything's got a gamma zero. Then we have I, gamma I, Ti, plus M. And then we have U of T, F on the other side. So, that then just has this integral problem. Alright, so what sense can we make of that? This isn't so bad, because remember that I d flash minus m, right, let's go back to the Dirac equation, right, psi equals zero, and we let psi equal u e to the minus I p dot x, so d flash of phi ends up pulling down a minus I to u. So we have I, get I minus I peak flash, and then minus M. Well, the D flash is just that much. Times U to minus I P dot X. So this becomes just plus P flash U e to the minus I P dot X. Then the minus M. So are these times right? So we end up with P flash minus M acting on U. That would be zero. So that's the Dirac equation in momentum today. Okay, but this piece is gamma zero d zero plus gamma I di, or sorry, gamma zero e zero plus gamma I ti minus m u equals zero. So
I'm putting minus I there. Putting minus, oh, it doesn't matter. Well, it's an up from and it's a down t. So, you know, I could write gamma dot minus gamma dot t, right, if I was thinking of that as an up thing, but
here, notice, right, this exponential is et minus vector t dot x. So, yeah, I take a derivative of that, but I can also write this as minus I t sub mu x super mu, just straight sum. And so differentiating the x mu is going to pull down a t sub mu. And so it's just a straight sum there. But there is a minus sign in that relative to the vector t. I'm not sure that helps us because we've got the same thing here. I'm a little worried about that I as well. Is that I really there? Does anybody know?
Which one?
The sign here.
There's a relative sign, right? Because you can cancel the I on H1. Because there's an I in with the terms, and there's an I in the front, but not with the master.
But there's, yeah, okay. So this is all correct, right? So there is an I here. Is that right?
Right.
Okay. All right. So, anyway,
something's
wrong. That I didn't hear. What is it? The one I pulled out front? Where'd that one out front come from? That comes from the momentum term, right?
Yeah.
I pulled that out. Right. That's the one that's sitting here. So that I is the one I pulled out front.
The extra. Okay.
So that I's not there. Does everybody agree? Just erase it.
No, it's from a, that's from a differentiation.
When you take the derivative.
All right. Our general expression for pi had an overall I from the differentiation. That's the one I pulled out front. Mm-hmm. Is there any other I?
No, because the first of the multipliers is pi.
Yeah, the first multiplier is pi. Second is that I is the one I pulled out over there.
No, the one you pulled out is from the first parentheses. And then you took it.
There isn't one in the first.
That's pi.
Oh, that's pi.
Yeah.
Oh, well, what's this thing?
The derivative of the explanation.
You're taking a gamma zero.
There's that gamma I, d slash I.
Yeah, but we already did that when we... There's an ID flash. The ID flash just turns into a P. Flash. Yeah. So, gamma I. There's this I out front. Okay, that I is the one that goes with the gamma stuff. That's just, you know, by the way, there's not a square on there. Pi has an I, and that's an I. Then,
yeah, there's an I missing. From that third term.
So which, where?
I think the whole thing gets multiplied by another I, but I'm not really sure.
Just H1?
Yeah, just H1.
Okay, so this becomes plus I here and lose that one?
Yeah. The same thing.
Right? You see it, Nathan? Can you follow it? Let's see. So between... Wow.
Yeah. So there was a...
Thank you. You see it now?
No, because then that I gets pulled into the psi and pi, right?
Yeah, right. We write this as a pi. Oh, but that puts an I
on the M.
And that's got to be the pi. That derivative is going to pull down an I piece. So everything should have one I. I see it now. Let me write this as minus I times I psi dagger is pi, and then we have an extra gamma zero. Well, then minus I gamma I di plus m psi. So there it is in terms of pi and psi. Ah, that's exactly the mistake. That was right. This is good. But this derivative is going to pull down an IP. So that thing is all going to be real. So by the time we pull down an IP, there should have been another I in here that cancels it out, so that I is either a plus or minus one.
Okay.
Which is it? Plus or minus one. So it's gonna hit this term. This has minus I quantity EPT minus vector P dot X. So it pulls down a minus I 3 vector P. so we've got an I gamma I partial I is going to pull down a minus I plus Y. So let's go through, and all of these I's are really plus 1. 4 I's there. That one just comes along for the ride. Each of those I's is plus 1. My finger is black.
At least you don't wipe your head like a fresh egg.
Yeah, right. Exactly. had many chalky shirts. Eventually learned not to lean against the board. It's pig bottom practice. Okay, so then this one's all right. There's just the I there. So this I goes away. Ha, huh, man, much better. All right, so we have in particular gamma I pi acting on a u is the same as minus gamma zero e zero plus m acting on u. For what it's worth. Let's see. I guess it would be nicer if that M wasn't there. We have the right sign on the M. Yeah, here's where the relative sign matters. No, wait a minute. C sign minus M. Probably get that right since we're finding the whole point of doing this. So let's think about this just a minute. be nice if some things went away, but it's not these terms that go away, it's the other ones. I can do bar U. Pull down up there is when I differentiate, I've got minus I AT minus, so it's a plus IP, right? Yeah, that seems right. Plus. A 3P slash.
U bar with a U
S. All right, we have one of those times the M term is a Kronecker RS times 2M. So that times that at the same T gives 2M times a Kronecker. One R and S. A P R dagger. A P S. So we're going to have two terms. We're going to have a gamma zero here. That makes this a U dagger U. U dagger U is, all right, at the same T, a U dagger R with a P with a U S of P is twice E P times the Kronecker. So the first term...
Dr. Wheeler?
Yes.
Sounds good. Hey,
ma'am.
How
are you? Good. You see, I have to go to the...
I don't think it's been midnight yet. somewhere between 4 and 5. We can,
4 and 5. Okay.
So what, right. What time? Give me the...
4:30.
4:30. Which day?
Mondays. Mondays, for sure.
Mondays? Okay. Wednesday, Friday?
It's probably like a 4:40 or something, yeah.
4:45
or something.
4:45. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So Friday. Yeah. Kind of 4:45. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Sure. See you. Thanks. Okay. So there's a minus sign here. The gamma zero makes this a U dagger. So what we need is the inner product of U dagger with a U, and that has twice EP. We've got a new here, so that becomes square. And then we get a Kronecker RF with a minus one. Then for the M, if the U bar, we get twice M squared Kronecker RF. Like that. And so E squared minus M squared. Why are we getting E squared minus M squared? That's like a P squared. So we can do one of these sums. So do the sum on R, and so we have an A dagger P F A G F. Then we have a weird factor. There's minus 2. E squared minus P squared is vector P squared. That's not what we should be getting. Alright. We should be getting energies, right? We're calculating the Hamiltonian here. So, what went awry? Let's see. If we left the gamma P in there. Now, we need the gamma zero or the M. You know, what we have, we know what U dagger U is, we know what U bar U is. Okay, you know, this looks like a 2E, this looks like a 2M times a Kronecker. So, we want to put it in terms of those. Let's see, if we had P squared, this is all the terms, right? So why are we getting a P squared? What do we have over here? We've got, here's a 2EP, so we're getting something like 2P squared over 2E, which looks like, right, this is E squared minus M squared over that's not quite E. But I'm hard pressed to see where we could get something else.
The sign is different, and this parentheses gamma I pi, so pi plus m, if that sign was different, would it?
Yeah, if that was the opposite sign, well, that looks like it just gives us an e squared plus m squared. So that's not really better. There's no place we could get two factors of t, is there? The momentum depends on a p. Just do that. We're doing the right basic thing, but something you think. That's the Dirac equation. Right, that doesn't equal zero. Right, so if you just expand it, I can rewrite that term acting on psi in terms of that difference acting on psi or on u. So what would be better here would be, if the m swim in, there are two m's floating around.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
We
lost the other M.
Yeah.
Ah, and a sign. Yeah. We're missing an M and a sign.
Here in
this. Yeah. This factor is this. But then we also have this M.
Yeah.
And that M's got to go away. Right. Those two need to come in with the opposite sign. And then the fact that we're getting an overall minus, that gives us hope of canceling the M, giving us an E squared that's going to cancel this 2EP denominator here and give us an E. So that's going to be just right. Except for the sign, and there are two signs.
Okay, I think the name. So I think it should be there's a. I think the sign in that those so gamma I p I plus m. The signs are different. I think the mistake. So the thing we corrected, I think, is still.
If
I think in the H1 there's a sign.
If this was the opposite sign, I actually want the opposite sign on both these terms.
Mm-hmm. Minus sign there.
You know, because that's going to make this a plus as well. And we want this to be a plus. The other thing that's bothering me is minus I sitting out front. You know, H should be real. And if we're getting a real E here, then we're missing an I somewhere else. So we see how it should play out. The problem is, we're not there yet. take it. Not be this overall I. And so this term is going to sum up and give us the integral d3t times just the energy over 2 pi cubed times the energy times an a dagger a. Let's look at the next term. We're going to see the same sign and phase errors through everything, but yeah, maybe we can see that, you know, one flip somewhere will do it. Let's take a look at the second term. And see if we can figure out what would make these cancel. So, we've got this same overall factor. And here we have minus A of minus T and S here somewhere, dagger. D, T, and F dagger. Then we have U bar of R and minus T, gamma I, T I, D of T and F, and the exponential. Then over here, the same term with the same factors, we just have an m and a gamma 0, which we've put into the u bar. So we're just going to have plus m times this stuff, u bar r minus p, gamma I, pi, dpf. And it's all summed on r and f. Now, let's see, if we compare that here, it may be the thing that makes this different is the fact that we've got a minus T here. So that U of minus T is going to change the way we use the Dirac equation. So if we have if we need to make these terms, so we've got a gamma I Ti acting on a Vt, let's see. Two ways we could go. We could think of this acting the other way on the minus T and bring it in with a minus sign. Or we could write this in terms of a V with a minus T. Let's see. We could have done that. We're integrating over all T. If we had done the d3 cubed integral instead, then we would have replaced all the p's by minus q's. So we could just as easily have written this all as an integral with the minus sign on the vt, both terms. And if we do that, let's see, that could give an overall minus sign to the thing, but we want to get zero anyway, so let's not worry about the overall sign. The point is that if we have the Dirac operator slash minus m acting on v of minus t, I can write that, okay, this is E0, gamma 0, plus gamma I pi minus m acting on g of p, we know it's zero. That's the Dirac equation where this energy is minus 2m in the restaurant. That's a negative energy. Equally well, I can write gamma 0 E0 minus gamma I Pi minus M V of minus T equals 0. Just say T is just going the other direction. So replace T by minus T. And now I can replace this operator by some stuff. So gamma I Pi acting on V of minus T has to be equal to, now I can bring that to the other side, and I get gamma 0 E0 minus M acting on V of minus T. We still have to deal with the inner product of different momenta. That's a little weird. The other thing here is we know what the inner product of U's and V's are, and those are all zero. So I think this is just flat out going to go away easily. I'm off the page. No? Oh, yeah, the other thing. So that inner product, U dagger, U bar with V is zero. That's at the same P. U bars with U's give things, V bars with V's give things, but U bars or U daggers with V's give zero. Let's see. Gamma 0 doesn't change that picture because gamma 0 is diagonal. So, if they're orthogonal without gamma 0, they'll be orthogonal with gamma 0. So, I think what kills these terms is not so much getting the energy to add up just right as the fact that that U and that V. Once we replace this by either gamma 0 or just 1, we've got an inner product of U bar with a V. The only thing funny is the minus T there. Got the expression. Now we can explicitly check it. All right, on page 60, we've got explicit expressions for the two components of U in any frame at any P, and the two components of V at any P3. And if we replace P3 by minus P3, we can compute that inner product. You know, with or without a gamma zero, we can compute that inner product. So we should probably do that. Can we do that? What do you think?
Go for it. I'm still looking. I'm still trying to figure out the sign.
Yeah. All right. Any luck? Okay, so the exercise is clear here. You know, go home and find it. let me work out that inner product, because it looks to me like we're going to need, can I erase this part here? Let's look at those inner products. Sure. it seems like, okay, we can replace this by some gamma zero stuff and some sigma stuff. We can certainly do that. So what we're going to need are inner products like a U bar of R and G with a V of S and minus P. We're also going to need a U bar R T with a gamma zero and a V minus P. So from the expressions on page 60, right, we have U of R and P3, but P3 could be any direction. Let's just borrow the expression here. Two components. We have the square root of P plus P3, one minus Pauli matrix over 2, plus the square root of E minus P 3, 1 plus sigma 3 over 2. All of that acting on this basis spinner psi m. Then for the second component, it just flips the signs on the sigma 3. Where psi 1 is 1, 0, psi 2 is 0, 1. For V, and I'm going to put in a minus P here. Let's see, then we're going to need the dagger of that thing, but that's easy. We have root P plus P, except we put in minus P. Then 1 minus sigma 3 over 2 plus root P plus P. 1 plus sigma 3 over 2. And with the eta, well, the etas are the same as 6, 5. Then all of this stuff 2 plus P minus P 3. 1 plus sigma 3 over 2 dagger is just that times this first component here, P minus P 1 minus sigma 3 over 2 plus P plus P 1 plus sigma 3 over 2, all acting on eta F, plus psi r dagger. This term, so let's see, the sigma change. E plus T 1 plus sigma 3 over 2 plus root E minus T 1 minus sigma 3 over 2 times this one, okay, this changes just to a minus sign, and then we have this factor, E minus T 1 plus sigma 3 over 2 plus E plus T 1 minus sigma 3 over 2, bracket F. So, what's all that? What can I erase?
Took one left, I think.
Yeah, I'm just nagging feeling gonna end up doing some of this again. But let's just figure this out. So continuing. Okay, so what happens here? We get the square root of e squared minus t squared. So we've got a phi r dagger root e squared. Well, the square root of e squared minus t squared is just m. So the product of those two, we just get m. Then 1 minus sigma 3 over 2 squared. So 1 minus sigma 3 over 2 squared is equal to 1 minus twice sigma 3 plus sigma 3 squared is 1 over 2. It's a projection operator, 1 minus sigma 3 over 2. So guess what happens when we multiply different ones? 1 minus sigma 3 times 1 plus sigma 3 is going to be 1 minus sigma 3 squared is 0. So these two are orthogonal to one another, they square to themselves. So, looking at this term again, we get an m times 1 minus sigma 3 over 2. Then, the cross terms all cancel, and we get a second term, which once again we have an e squared minus t squared to the 1 half is an m. So, plus m times the 1 plus sigma 3 over 2 times eta. Then subtract phi r dagger. Then here we get an m with the plus, 1 plus sigma 3 over 2. And cross term is 0, cross term is 0, 1 minus sigma 3 squared, we get a plus m. Quantity and f. Okay, those are complementary projection operators. They just add the sigma 3 goes away, and we just get m. So the first term is just m times psi r dagger eta f.
They're already zero.
I know, they're zero for every possible reason, right? We take zero and we subtract zero from it to get zero. M psi r dagger eta f. So those cancel, but even that product is zero because these are just these two component spinners. So it's zero every which way. Okay, so that's good. So these cross terms are going to go out. Right? That's what we want. So the things that we're getting here are going to be the BB dagger term, and the one I've mutilated here, that it was the A dagger A term here. We're going to get that one and this one to survive. And the coefficient, once we get our signs right, is going to be E. So let me continue from what we know happened. And we'll go sort out those signs for next time. And does it help if I type those PDFs and post it to correct calculations like this? Do you guys go look at that? Mm-hmm. I mean, I can go do that if you'll look at it. Seems like I did that for something else.
In the gauge rate class, you need some PDFs. The gauge rate class.
Yeah. Seems like there was something I worked up in detail here where we were getting our signs mixed up a month or so ago. I don't know. Anyway, let's see. So, we know what happened. Okay. A miracle happened. And H is equal to normal ordered D3C over 2 pi cubed. The 2E squared is going to turn into an E. And then we have we have a sum over spin. Okay, remember we get a Kronecker from the inner products here. But we're still left with R equals 1 to 2. And then we have A dagger of T and R, A of T and R, the normal number operator. And then this one is a minus sign here. But the A dagger A term, so the A dagger A term has a plus sign, but the BB dagger term has a minus sign. And that persists. Need to normal order that. And the sign control. Right? We want the sum of the A type and the B type things, not the difference. They both contribute positive energy. So in order to make sense of the expression for the energy, what happens is in the process of normal ordering, you're moving a B past a B dagger. You're interchanging the fermion field. You get a minus sign. So what you want to say is that the anti-commutator of phi pi is 0, or is 1, or is I. And that'll give you that the anti-commutator of A with A dagger is 1. There's some deltas here. But what that means is that even if you're allowed to move these past one another, it's saying that A dagger plus A dagger A is either 0 or 1. So it says A dagger is minus A dagger A plus whatever the value of the anti-commutator is. So just the fact of interchanging them gives a sign. They are things that intrinsically anti-commute. And so when we normal order, we're also going to put in the sign appropriate to fermion. That fixes that. And then we'll do the charge too. Or maybe I'll just write up the charge for you. I don't know. Do you want to go through it? on the board, or should I write it up? Let's see. Or, you know this stuff. You want to write it up? Good practice with Lick.
Okay.
I'll write that up and maybe talk through the salient features on Friday. Maybe we can do it that way. But let's think what happens for the charge operator. Okay, for charge, we're going to be taking DDT. So the charge operator goes like something like psi bar dot psi minus psi bar psi dot. You know, it's that kind of thing. So this turns into a pi, but we're going to get time derivatives. The sine works out so that the thing combines better normally. But a time derivative, okay, it's going to pull down an energy. Here we pull down a minus IP, but now we're going to pull down, there's a minus sign here. Here we pull down a plus IP. This time we're going to pull down a minus IEP. So we'll have a minus and a some kind of gamma and an E here. That E is going to work out just right because it gives us one extra, it's going to cancel this one in the denominator. So we're going to end up with something dimensionless. But then, let's see, what happens with the sign?
Is that the greatest?
Here?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. At minus I quantity E T G minus T I. Let's see, that's an overall sign difference. So we get the same inner product we had before. The time component is different, EQ minus EP times T, then minus Q vector minus T vector dot X. Alright, so when you integrate over that over D3X, you get a delta of Q minus T. Then that delta that makes these two energies equal, so that goes to zero. That difference. Yeah, del 3, like this. If you integrate that exponential times t3x, you're going to get a three-dimensional delta. Okay. and don't think that's going to think it's true. You know, what happens is all fine. You just got to work that out. There's just a little too much detail to kind of project the answer. You just have to do it.
Are there signs in the commutation relation? Do you ever get negative signs with U, like D, D, D? I can't remember. Like D dagger B. Do you ever get like minus 2E, plus 2E?
Oh, could be, yeah. Yeah, you do. Right. So when on the one that gives us 2M, see, I think that's D bar with the, you actually get minus 2M because you're getting the energy. Or the one that gives you the energy.
Right.
Is the opposite sign. Let me see. So, yeah, here it is. So D bar with D gives a minus 2M. D dagger with V gives a plus 2E. turn in front of her. So that E is the negative E. So.
I think that's a different sign then, because you get an extra gamma matrix, gamma zero.
Yeah.
So it's going to change in those. I'm just saying to think it through. So in this last line, the B daggers, the line above,
Here.
There.
Yeah.
There's going to be an extra gamma naught in the parens because cause when you take that derivative, you get another gamma naught up top.
Why?
Because when you take a time derivative when you do the charge, as opposed to the Hamiltonian.
Yeah. So let's see. I was trying
to think it through, but I think I.
Yeah. I forget what sits inside. Is there a gamma zero sitting inside there? There might be.
Okay.
So this ends up being like a five dagger. That might be right. That might be right. But again.